CD. I'm making her CD too, by the way. I get lost real easy. Don't distract me. Okay. This is Yusuf Estes, the national chaplain for the Nedrat al-Alamin, the Shabab al-Islamiyya. Didn't think I could say that, did you? Alhamdulillah. So, by the way, the whole title is National Chaplain for the World Assembly of Muslim Youth and Delegate to the United Nations World Peace Summit for Religious Leaders. But all of that won't fit on a business card, so they just call me the Sheikh. It means a nice old man. And alhamdulillah, it's a wonderful opportunity for me to be here with all of you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His book, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Most of you heard this since you were shabab, since you were small boys. How many here today you memorized this? At least you memorized this. Raise your hand. Everybody. Look around the room. Everybody's hand up in the air. MashaAllah. This is the language, the Lagu Arabiya. The language of the Quran is Arabic. And many of you, you're Arab, so maybe it doesn't seem strange to you. But by the way, when I'm in Pakistan, or I'm in Turkey, or any country where we have Muslims, or actually even here in the United Snakes of America, when we... What? Did I say something wrong? Anyway, we find even here in America, they have people, Americans, who recites the same exact language of the same book. Is that right? Yes. That is called wal'at. This is the swearing, when Allah, He swears by the passage of time. He swears, and it's a beautiful swearing that He does, because He swears that, an amazing thing, that the human beings, by the time I open it, it quit. But the human beings will all go to hell. It's the meaning of it. Khusr actually means bankruptcy. But it means that on the day of judgment they can't pay up, so they go to hell. He said, illa, except for those who come to the right iman, the right belief, and they do the right amal salihat, the righteous deeds, and they tawasso each other. They encourage each other, push each other to do the haq of la ilaha illallah. And they push and encourage each other to be steadfast, sabr, and patient. This is the foundation, really, for understanding Islam when you first come in. To understand that the human beings have been put on this earth for a purpose by the Creator, by our Sustainer. He wants something from us. Very clear. And the only thing He wants from us, He doesn't need anything, but this is what He's saying to you. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ لِيَعْبُدُونِ. He said, I only put you guys here for one purpose, man. It takes this translation, by the way. To worship Allah alone without any partners. And if you can't do that, Allah, He doesn't need you. Allah doesn't need you. But if you can do that, then He can forgive everything because He's Al-Ghufur, Al-Wadud. Fooled you, didn't I? You thought I'm going to say Rahim. Al-Ghufur, Al-Wadud. Because today, this morning, we're reading from Surah Al-Baruj. And I'm working with the children on the subject of the boy and the king. You know the story? The boy, the king, and the magician. We told the story today. Very nice. So, I want to remind myself, just in the few brief minutes that I'll have with you, and I'll have to leave. So I'm not going to be with you like days and days, I'm just going to be a few minutes and I'm gone. I need to remind myself, though, that this is the life what? Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. All of this life is nothing but what? A prison to a real believer, but it's the only paradise a kafir is ever going to get. Anybody doesn't believe La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, Allah doesn't need him. Some of the Muslims today, it's amazing. You know what? A part of being Muslim is to understand what Islam confirms and what it negates, what it denies. The first word in the kalima of Islam, kalima tayyiba, is what? La. La. What is la? If you go to Mecca, it's la. La. Yeah, I don't know where to get the extra but it's in there. La. La. Anybody know anybody from Mecca? Oh my God. La la Saidi? I'm a Saidi with Texas stand. Naam. Alhamdulillah. Huwa ladhi jala na muslimin. I want to remind myself that this is such a short, brief life. We just come in and we go out. Boom. You come in, and you know how I used to remember this book? I remember myself when I was a small boy, just a little boy. And I used to look at the old people and say, wow, can you imagine anybody like that? Those are old people. Where do old people come from? I had no idea. Must make them somewhere and just dump them out here or something, you know. I have no idea. Where are these old people? I didn't know, man. Can I tell you a secret? What's your name? Huh? I can't hear you. Nahyan. Salaamu alaikum, Nahyan. I'm Yusuf. How many years do you have? How old are you? I'm 10. I'm 10 and I'm 10 six times. Alhamdulillah. Again, I want to tell you about a secret, but don't tell anybody, okay? This is between you and moi, okay? It's a secret. I used to be a kid. That's where old people come from. Kids that live too long. You won't say, you keep our secret, won't you? That's a lot there. So, then just a little bit after that, I find myself trying to learn how to ride a bicycle. You know how when you try to ride a bicycle and you keep falling off and you say, how do you make that thing stand up straight? And you're so big and the bicycle, did you try to ride a bicycle? Then all of a sudden you know how to ride it. You just, all of a sudden you can do it. You're going, oh wow, look at me, I ride a bike. And then all of a sudden, you find yourself, you get married. Oh wow, I'm married. Then you have some children. Oh, look at that, that's weird. Oh, that's something amazing. And loud too. And they smell funny. Anyway, and then before you know it, though, all of a sudden they're grown. Your children, your babies are looking at you, Dad, can I have the car tonight? You said, what? How can you grab a car? You're just a baby. My son lives with us, by the way. He's 27. And I say, this is my boy, this is my son, you know. And he looks at me, Dad, I'm 27, you know. I said, well, you're my baby. He's 6'2". He weighs 280 pounds. He's not a baby. Except me. And you get older, you know, and then all of a sudden one day you look and you realize, what happened? How can that go by so fast? Just a second ago, I was a kid with dreams, and now I'm an old man, and I'm thinking, uh-oh, what's next? And this is the hayat ad-dunya. This is this life. And subhanAllah, if Allah guides you, this is the best life you can have. But if Allah doesn't guide you, you're finished before you ever get started. You don't have a chance. This whole life becomes wasted. It is the only Jannah you'll ever have, because without La ilaha illallah, there's nothing in the next life but pain, suffering, and so much fire. Allah, Allah. We seek refuge in Allah from this. A'udhu billah. The beginning of the kalimah is La. If you go around, I've been in Arab houses, and I hear their mothers, the lady of the house, she has the children, you know. So this is a word you learn immediately. You hear it all day. La, 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 la. You hear it over and over and over. Because it means no. And that's the most frequently word used amongst all mothers on earth, telling their children what not to do. And it's the first word Allah is warning you about with the kalima tayyiba la ilaha illallah. La. No. Allah is negating, because He knows the inclination of a human being is to make ibadah to something. We will worship something. We'll always have a belief in something. Almost every human being believes something will help him. Something will do him some benefit. Or something can hurt him, and he has ideas. Most of them are wrong. Most of the human beings are wrong, and most of their ideas are wrong. I have a lucky star. A what? I have a lucky, rabbit's foot. Rabbit's foot? A lucky rabbit's foot? What's lucky for the rabbit? He's walking on crutches, man. I have this thing that I can do, this thing I can say, this magic, whatever. Everybody wants to have something that they believe in can help them or benefit them, and worship it and thank it for whatever. Or seek refuge in that thing that they believe in. They all have it, you know that? But Allah is not going to accept any of it except what? Inna deena illallahi al-Islam. Allah said He's not going to accept anything as your way of life except that you submit to Him, surrender to Him, obey Him on His terms in sincerity and in peace. And if you can't do that, you might as well not worship anything at all. Even Iblis, who is the word A'udhu Billah. Don't we say A'udhu Billah about Iblis? Somebody say Iblis, you don't even wait, you say A'udhu Billah. Iblis. A'udhu Billah. Right? But even Iblis does not pray to sticks, stones, and bones. He doesn't do that. He's the worst, right? But even he doesn't make that mistake. He doesn't pray to something other than Allah. You know that? It's just disobedience. SubhanAllah. Human beings are messed up, man. That's why Allah said, Inna insana lafi khusr. Illa. We need that word illa here, and we need it in the kalima tayyiba la ilaha illa Allah. Everybody here knows the kalima. I don't have to explain it, but for the benefit of those that are visiting with us through the internet today, listening to me talk, I'm saying that Allah has made it clear He's not going to accept any other religion except the one that He mandates, the one that He sent down, and it's to worship Him and not what He created. And anybody who can recognize that there is a God, somebody created them, somebody's caring for them, and they can thank that creator, sustainer, then they've done the right thing. They may not ever know Arabic. Maybe they never even met a Muslim. They never heard of the Quran or even Muhammad or any prophet. But at least if they didn't, they won't be asked about that. They'll only be asked about this. Did you eat food? You didn't give it to yourself. Where'd you get it from? Did you say thank you? It's sufficient. But once somebody hears the correct message and they reject it, then that's between them and Allah. Allah says, وَإِمَمْ يَبْتَزِي غَيْرُ الْإِسْلَامِ الدِّينَ. If anybody wants a way of life on this earth other than the one that Allah prescribed for them in submission to Him in Islam, he's not going to accept it, because they're making it up. He's not going to accept it. And filakhirati, and in the afterlife, they will be minul khasirin. They will be with the losers, baby! Losers! I think people on fire are losers, don't you? That's pretty losing, right? I don't want to even be burned a little bit, do you? Not even just a little bit. From a match, I don't want to be burned. How about you? And the fire of hell described by Allah in the Quran, La ilaha illallah, a'udhu billah, He tells us that in columns of fire around them, over them, under them, all around them. Can you imagine such a thing? This is not a joke, man. You're talking loser. Well, you, as Muslims, are sitting on these nice pillows in the Jannah, in the view, in the shade, relaxing, smiling at one another. The losers are in the nar, a'udhu billah, and they have nothing to eat while you're eating the best and sweetest fruits, delicious meats, enjoying, and they have nothing to eat except what? Some fruit from a bitter thorn tree, and the pus from the sores, from the like disease of the body. Loser. Loser, baby. You like to be cool? Who in this room would like to be cool? Me, I want to be so cool. I want to be cool on Yawm al-Qiyamah. I want to be cool in the next life. And I sure as heck don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to hell, because that is not cool, is it? But when you try to be with these kuffar, you try to be copying them and walking like they walk and strutting their stuff like they strut their stuff, because you said, that's cool. That's not cool. That's nar. That is nar. Cool is next life. Take it easy. Don't be copying these guys, because you don't want to go where they're going. You don't want to go where they're going. And I don't want to go where they're going. I'm explaining this for a reason today. Too many Muslims, I'm hearing them say things like, we need to hold interfaith dialogues. We need to sit with Christians, and they need to sit with us. We need to show them we're all about peace, and we're not radicals, and we love everybody. Islam is peace. And all the Muslims, we love everybody, and we're tolerant. Huh? You're selling your religion, man. You're not helping those people, so they're going to hate you anyway. And Allah's not going to like it. And if Allah doesn't like it, where are you going to go with that? I know what you're saying. Many of you are thinking, yeah, but we're in the land of the kuffar. We have to be nice with them, or they're going to give us a hard time. We won't make any money. We'll have to go back somewhere else. I don't want to do that. So let's play with them a while, you know. The only way that we can be with these people here is for da'wah, sabilillah. That's the only way we can be with them, because Allah will never accept anything else. And eventually they won't either, because the Prophet ﷺ said, what translates to English, that whoever tries to please the people at the expense of displeasing Allah, Allah is going to be displeased with them, and He'll make the people be displeased as well. But whoever tries to please Allah, even though it's the expense of displeasing the people, Allah will be pleased with them, and He'll make the people be pleased with them. Who should you please first? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. The first thing is negate false worship. La ilaha. And then confirm what's real religion. Illallah. Do you know, by the way, the word Allah has the whole thing in the meaning. The whole, as we say in Texas, the whole enchilada. Everything is there. No doubt in your mind. The word Allah, because it doesn't mean God. Oh, does Allah mean God? No. Allah does not mean God, and God doesn't mean Allah. How do you say God in Arabic? Ilah. Don't ever tell anybody again Allah means Ilah. Don't you think Allah knows the difference between two words? He didn't call himself Al-Ilah. That's one of his names. But he calls himself Allah. Why? Good question. The word Allah comes from Ilah. But Ilah is a God. It can be made plural. Many. It can be made male or female. Just like God and goddess. But when you put Al in front of it and you make it Allah, like this way, it changes it to singular that can never be made plural, and it removes the possibility of gender. Allah cannot be made male nor female. This removes the comparison of Allah to the human as a man or a woman, and removes the concept of having any children, because it's Allah. Yes or no? It means the only one worthy to be worshipped. His name means the only one worthy to be worshipped. What a beautiful name for Allah. Now look at it again. La ilaha illa, the only one worthy to be worshipped. There is none worthy to be worshipped except the only one worthy to be worshipped. La ilaha illallah. Do you know if you say this, from now until you die, it won't be too much. If you said La ilaha illallah from right this minute, start saying it right now, until you drop dead, it won't be too much. Allah won't say, is that too much? I don't think so, do you? No, not if you mean it. Not if you understand the meaning behind it. Not if you live up to it. But that's the problem, isn't it? We can't live up to that very good, can we? May Allah forgive us. May Allah really forgive us for our shortcoming in not living up to La ilaha illallah. I'm happy. Allah made me Muslim. Alhamdulillah, Allah ja'alana Muslimin. Alhamdulillah, Allah ja'alana Muslimin. The praise is only to the one who made us into Muslims, man. You didn't earn that. That's a gift. A gift. At the same time, it's amana. It's a trust. At the same time, it's a test. A test. A gift, a trust, and a test. Three things. First, the gift. Amana. What do you want more than La ilaha illallah? What do you want more than this? Because it's the key. It's the muftar al-jannah. Muftar al-Jannah, the key to the paradise, is La ilaha illallah. Right or wrong? La ilaha illallah. But the second thing, amana, it's a trust. It means you can't take it for granted. You can't run around, I'm a Muslim and you're not. You can't do that. You've got to work for it, and you've got to hold on to it tight, and you have to tell the other people, because part of La ilaha illallah is share the message with the other people. You don't have to guide them. Alhamdulillah, I'm glad we don't have to guide these people, but you have to tell them. In a kind way, in a pleasant way, in a patient way, even when they are acting like what they are, kufar, you still have to be nice. The one who brought me to Islam, 3 months he put up with the worst kind of treatment from me. But now Allah, inshallah, Allah granting him so much ajr from all the thousands of people we give shahada, this man has it on his record, for all of them, inshallah. And the third is the test, a B. big test. Allah put you on this earth. He gave you life. He gave you breath. He gave you food. He gave you eyes, ears. He gave you akal. He gave you intelligence, a brain. He gave you a qalb, a heart. And now is the test. What will you do with what you got? Well, I'll get a degree, and then I'll set up practice, and I will be... You what? Well, I have my bachelor's now, and I'm going for my master's, and then I'll get my PhD, and I have a double degree, you know, in engineering, and then I have my other degree. You like degrees? Buy a thermometer! It's full of degrees! And it will be exactly the same value for you in the maqbara. When you go to the graves, and you're dead, the degree hanging on your wall will be exactly worth what your thermometer in the medicine cabinet is worth. Zippity-doo-dah, nothing. Unless you do it for Allah, unless you use what Allah gives you for His sake, you are wasting your time. It's important for us to know the third part that I mentioned, the test. Just because you were born Muslim, you think you know Islam. Just because you speak Arabic, you know everything in the Quran. From the Arab Muslims, I found the biggest mistakes of all the Muslims on the earth. Anybody want to fight with me because I said that? You want to fight with me? Come on, man. Maybe you'll beat me. Maybe not. Maybe not. Because I'll only fight you on the haqq, Allah, ilaha illallah. And if I'm wrong, then Allah let me be beat. Otherwise, you're in trouble, baby. With me and with Allah. I taught your children for 3 semesters in our masjid in Dal Hijra, and I found time after time after time, not one of them could answer any single question that would help them get to Jannah if they died. They don't know who is the law. Then if you don't know who is the law, how can you answer the question, who is your Lord? And you go, duh, I don't know. Second question, what's your deen? Third question, who's your prophet? Oh. Because seeing Allah, Islam, and Muhammad Islam, it is not what it's about. It's about what you understood and what you did with it. I asked children, for instance, where is the law? They say he's everywhere. I said, everywhere? What do you mean? He's in me? Yeah. What? Allah is in you? Is this what you know about Islam? Wrong answer. I asked them the question, can Allah do anything? Yeah. Oh, really? Everything? Yeah. Is there anything Allah cannot do? No. You've got a new problem. Can Allah die? Oh. Oh. You just said there's nothing He can't do. That means He can die. Yes or no? Because that's what the Christians will tell you. Yes, of course the Lord can die. He died for my sins. Oh, get out of town. What are you talking about? Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayyu kayyum. He's alive forever and ever and ever, and everything needs Him for eternity. Hu as-samad. He is eternally sought after by His creation. You're not going to say that about Him. Don't say Allah does everything. You say Allah does what? Allahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah is capable of doing what He wills, but He doesn't will to do stupid stuff. He doesn't do nonsensical things. He doesn't do things which are out of the common sense. And He never do anything that makes Him not be Allah. One little girl, I asked, this little Pakistani girl, she said, I know one thing Allah can't do. I said, what's that? She said, He can't go to hell. I said, I like that little girl. She's right. Does he not, she's trying not to put Allah like a human being. That's smart. Don't compare Allah to anything, you'll be better off. Laysa kamithlihi shay'un. Wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. A law through carnal would tell is not like his creation. Don't think of a law like you think about each other. I was a good law. And I saw it in Texas. I'm from Texas originally. And I saw it on the back of a bumper of a car. It said, God is my co-pilot. He don't even want to make him the pilot. I said, who pilot a lot of these people, man? Yeah, yeehaw. Be careful now. Don't make fun of Texas, son. Don't mess with Texas. You either with us, or you... No, that's another story in here. By the way, I need to wrap it up. We've been online for a little while here, and I'm going to turn the program back over. I just want to end by mentioning to all of you that it's very, very important. It's very important for all of us to understand the true meaning of La ilaha illallah. And if you research this and study it with ulama, you can spend all of your life, and still not know everything. But if you just spend one hour, 1 minute, really, thinking about La ilaha illallah and trying to put it into practice, it's better than the whole life. There's nothing like La ilaha illallah. Even a person saying it with sincerity, the Jannah is guaranteed for this person. Doesn't mean he can't go to hell. We hope we don't go. We hope we don't waste too much time in some place like that. But at least the no La ilaha illallah is to clear up all misconceptions, to remove all the doubt, to get rid of all the shock, you know, the doubt. It's to get rid of this feeling inside you're not sure anymore. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. And even a baby can say it. Any baby on earth, never mind what their parents are, a baby says, when you listen to babies, la la la, la la la, la la ha ha ha. You hear them? La ilaha illallah. From the beginning to the end. Even when a person dying, if they just say La ilaha illallah with sincerity, then Allah, He will enter him into the Jannah. He enters them into the Jannah. I hope and pray that Allah will put all of us on this Sirat al-Mustaqim, this La ilaha illallah. I ask Allah to keep us on La ilaha illallah. I ask Allah to let us die on La ilaha illallah. He said in the Quran, don't die except as a Muslim. May Allah let us die on La ilaha illallah. Ameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise us back up on the Yawm al-Qiyamah on La ilaha illallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter us into this Jannah on La ilaha illallah. Ameen. Because whoever is on La ilaha illallah, they don't really have to worry about anything else. Just do that. Think about Allah. In all the things that you do, in all the places that you go, think about Allah. And then you'll realize that there's a lot of things you're doing you shouldn't be doing. And there's a lot of places you're going that you shouldn't be going. So may Allah guide us on that perfect guidance of La ilaha illallah. May He wake us up to the responsibility. May He make us of those people who understand this gift, this amana, this Na'im, you know, He gave us this beautiful gift and this trust and this test of La ilaha illallah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasan wa fil akhirati hasan wa qina adhaban nar. Ameen. Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina wa akhtana. Rabbana wa la tahamila alayna isran kama hamaltu ala ladhina min qablina. Rabbana wa la tuhamila ma la taqata lana fi. وَفُلْ أَنَا وَفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا أَنْتُمْ مَلَانَا فَنْسُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرِينَ آمين. اللهم صلي على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. You've been listening to Islam Tomorrow, and we're broadcasting live all the way from the border of Dearborn, Detroit, Michigan. We're here with all of our beautiful brothers in Islam. I guess we have sisters here too. Oh yes, there's sisters back here. Somebody go, sisters. There's always sisters somewhere. You know, they work harder than we do, by the way. I want to give a chance really to mention the dawah that our sisters been doing has been doing great in this country. And by the way, Islam is still number one growing religion in the world, number one in the United States. I'm still seeing people day after day coming into Islam in spite of what Shaitan and all of his buddies are doing. And most of them are women. I gave Shahada one by one by one last Sunday in New York. They were bringing the women in. La ilaha illallah, next. La ilaha illallah, next. La ilaha illallah, subhanallah. Then they took me from, no, that was week four. I'm lost now where I am, yeah. And then after that, we went into Texas, went back down to my old homestead, you know, and saw everybody after all these years. And then again, la ilaha illallah, two, they had women in there. Only a few men in the past week. I need to get on the ball. By the way, I'm short. I don't have seven for this week. I need one every day. So if you have, is anybody here that's not a Muslim? You should have brought non-Muslims tonight, because that's my specialty, by the way. No? Because they're either going to run away or make shahada, I'm telling you. It's like shahada or shut up, you know? Kind of like where I'm at. But alhamdulillah. So the next time I come, you got to promise me you're going to bring everybody you know that's not Muslim. Drag them in here, tie them up to the post, and let me 1 hour with them. And I'm kidding! Lie, prophet, you know that. Tie them up to the post, I like that. Anyhow, so you've been listening to Islam Tomorrow. We're broadcasting, as I said, live here, and we're on to the business on the internet at our new website at islamtomorrow.com. islamtomorrow.com. You're going to find our website's open 24 hours a day, and there's always plenty of free parking on a website. Alhamdulillah. It's only because I didn't figure a way to put a meter on it yet. Anyhow, may Allah guide me. And I had a wonderful time being with all of you tonight, and I thank the brothers from down in Flint for going to the trouble of bringing me up here and putting up with me, because all the way up here I'm talking, making them crazy. And we have a big Fajr program. We do Fajr programs. That's my favorite. And so we have a big Fajr program in the morning. If you want to really be somebody, get up at 3 o'clock this morning and make wudu and drive all the way down to Flint at their old mosque. Is it going to be the old one or the new one? The new one. Okay. You know the new mosque in Flint? If you haven't been there, you got to see it anyway. Come on down. Put yourself in the car and drive all the way down there, and then make the salat with us. And after that, we're going to have a program. We're going to broadcast it, inshallah. Wait, I'm not done. And after that, when the sun comes up, we're going to show you how you can get free Hajj, free Umrah, without visa and without Hadi. Yeah, he knows. Don't tell him. Okay. And if you want to come down there, and make the niyyah that you're going to bilillah when you go out the door, so that every inch of the way is counted for you on your book and your kitab for you on the day of judgment. And come down and be with us, and then you know, come back and ask Allah to accept that as something for His sake, huh? Well, yeah, but you're gonna have to leave here at 3 o'clock if you're gonna get to be with us at 5:30. And all the way down, say la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, or make some dhikr on the way down. Dhikr is good for you, man. Good stuff. We were talking about it today. We'll be talking about dhikr again tomorrow morning. And dhikr on the order and the way of minhaj of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm kind of strict about that. I don't like people inventing religions in front of me when I already found the best one that there is, Islam. In the deena, the lahi of Islam. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Isma wa Safat, He has the name, which is very beautiful, and He is al-Wadud, He is the loving, and He is the ghufur, He is the forgiver, and He is Rahman, Rahim, and He is Salam. So I'll leave you on that note. Salam alaikum, rahmatullah, wa barakatuh. I just made shahada. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Sheikh Yusuf.